Hey groovy cats, put your roller skates on and hitchhike with us back to the 70s in Season 3, Elimination Podcast. It's gonna be far out, man.
And we're back!
Really?
Season three.
Really?
Season three.
Is that really the intro?
Oh my God, Bob!
Well, let me explain. Let me explain.
2 weeks, and that's all you can come up with.
It's really spooky.
Spooky is supposed to be cool.
Be listening to the... Oh, hang on.
It's like a dirty phone call, isn't it?
It is. It's going to bring me heavy down the
ear. I wanted it to sound cool and calm.
No,
and
you
like,
sound
I
right.
I should be laying in bed. That comes on.
You sound right pervy.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I went for.
I went for.
Hello,
about,
love. What you're wearing?
Oh, cringe.
I went through loads of different ways of doing it because the last
that
one was me unscripted, unedited. It's that voice of movies because we do music. This is music, and I didn't know whether to sing something, put a tune on. How do you get a generic 70s song? And I thought,
so
oh, you know,
it's the.
Maybe we'll just get used to it. Not.
I've come to fix your plumbing.
No, it's spooky. You can't have it.
Okay, well, it'll be changed before next time then. I don't know into what. But
people might like it.
Well,
though.
Maybe I could leave Dave to do it.
What?
Maybe I could get Dave to do the
All
intro.
All of a sudden, he don't mind the intro.
Yeah,
now.
It's pretty good, actually. Yeah, I liked it.
That's a bit spooky, that.
Right, we're back anyway.
A bit pervy.
Season 4. All right, we've started off on a bad foot. Come on. Season 3, here we are.
Yes.
Excited?
How do?
I'm your host, Bob, here with my dad, Dave.
How do?
And cousin Pauline is here. You all right?
I said I feel rusty.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Feeling rusty?
Yeah, well, we haven't done it for a little while. I've lost my mojo.
It's like riding a bike, you never forget.
Yeah.
Right, you always fall off. you know what we're doing, because the intro told us. It's very clear and precise and sexual. 70 songs.
She should have paid it to Vic so that she could have told you.
Did it today. She's at work, isn't she? So I did it today.
Because
right. I've been playing with it all week, and then I did that, and I thought, I told you before it was rubbish.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, groovy cats.
That's enough.
Okay,
groovy cats is more, sounds more
cats?
Like 50s groovy cats.
I put 70 slang into Google, and that's what it came up with. It said groovy cats.
Oh, it was cats was like 50s.
Yeah,
hi,
the
cats.
Voice. What's the voice?
I'm supposed to be, you know, high on drugs and stuff, you know, like they did in, you know.
I got a good idea. You could have gone, hello, guys and gals. Oh, no, better not.
that's something else, that is. Anyway, season 3 is...
That's what old people say.
Anyway.
When they want to change the subject.
Yeah, when they're bored of what you're saying. 70 songs. 70 songs. 32 70 songs.
This was hard, actually, weren't it?
There was much
more that I liked than I was expecting.
When it was chosen, the 70 songs, I was quite disappointed because I thought... I mean, I did have a say in it, don't get me wrong, but I just thought, I was born in the 80s, I listened to music more in the 90s, 70s, I'm not going to know anything. As soon as I put a playlist on, I was like, oh my God, these are classics.
Yeah.
These are absolute classics, bangers. Yeah. Most of them you play at a wedding, but yeah.
And so most of the ones I like, you and Dave instantly went, oh God, no.
Yeah, that's true. You had a list of about 50 and you got one in.
I know. I'm lucky, you know.
There's going to be a very long honourable mentions episode coming up after this first round.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have done more, but we stuck to the 30.
There's classics in there that people are going to be in there, but they're not.
Yeah.
Because we just don't like them.
Yeah, it's our opinion at the end
of
the day.
There's got to be there's no album tracks. It's got to be a single.
Yep. And it's a random draw again.
Otherwise, if you have album tracks as well, you'd never pick 32.
No.
It took us ages to get down this lot, so.
Tis true. And we've got new features coming up later on. I'll explain later on. Obviously, Pauline's going to have a chance to get back at me with a Pauline versus Bob, maybe.
Oh, bloody hell.
Obviously, the old classic diary will be back. And yeah, we're just going to have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
So, let's do the draw.
Oh, before we do the draw, can I just, I heard something today and it shocked me to me marrow.
What?
It did.
What the hell's that then?
Is it the noise of my wallet opening?
Yeah, you saw the Christmas advert. I've seen a Christmas advert today.
Oh, the shops are full of Christmas stuff.
What?
Oh, yeah, the Christmas advert Christmas on the advert. Table for Studio Catalogue. Yeah, Christmas. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, carry on, Dave.
Anyway, it came on Sky Sports News today that, you know, cricket, right? Everyone knows. Whether you like it or not, you know cricket.
Yeah.
And what do you get in cricket? You get batsmen and bowlers. Can't use the word batsman anymore.
What?
You can't be a batsman anymore.
Who's that offended?
They've
then?
Officially changed it.
Yeah, I really want it to be Batman.
They've officially changed it. You're a batter. Like in fish and chips.
What's the reason for that then?
Well, because you can't be a man anymore, can you?
Oh, I see.
So going back to the 1860s, 1870s, where you had batsmen, bowlers, fielders, you can't be a batsman anymore.
But do women play cricket then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but surely if you're either one or the other, because you're playing men's cricket or you're playing women's cricket, surely that's the distinction.
And I thought only men would play men's cricket.
Well, that's what I just said, yeah.
So I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, they're obviously worried about offending someone, but changing it has offended you, Dave.
It has. It's mental, isn't it?
You actually do look pissed off.
I do. But I did enjoy the cricket of the weekend because Kent won the T20 and it was very good, very entertaining.
Well played, Kent.
Well played, Kent, where we live.
Yes.
Right, carry on there. I've got that out.
Thank you.
Oh, I've got it off your chest.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's a RIP, get it off your chest. It's just too much hard work getting it out of people. So we had a good run while it lasted, but it's time to move on. Talking of moving on, let's do that draw.
I'll go first, right?
Yeah.
Go, Dave, go.
All right, let's get them up. Give them a shuffle. Yep, all there. And the first one out of the bag is...
My one.
Oh, it's ELO with Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh.
Mr. Blue Sky, tell us why.
I got it ready.
Sunshine in the sky.
It's a classic. I can't play the whole thing because I don't know how it works. Yeah. I don't know how it works. I don't know if I'm going to get fined for just playing that. I don't know. So just a little taster there.
So what's getting beat by Mr. Blue Sky?
So it is against... Oh. December 63, Oh What a Night, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That's an absolute classic. Yeah, that's a good one. These are two great songs. two great songs. This is exactly why when I put on the playlist, when I thought, 70s, put on the playlist, straight away, these two songs, straight away, just absolutely blew my socks off. I was like, 70s were brilliant.
Can I give you a bit of Gumph on them?
Back to the first round again.
Back to Gumph, haven't we?
I forgot about Gumph.
Right, December 63, in brackets, Oh What a Night. It's the single by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons was a number one hit in February 1976 in the UK and a Billboard number one hit the following month. The song was originally called December the 5th, 1933 and celebrated the repeal of Prohibition. But the lyrics were changed at the urgings of Frankie Valli. The song was written by keyboard player Bob Gaudio and his future wife Judy Parker.
There you go.
Right. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, is a song by ELO, featured on the band's seventh studio album, Out of the Blue. Written and produced by frontman Jeff Lynne, the song peaked at number 6 in the UK singles chart and number 35 in the US Billboard charts. It was released in 1978.
Well,
you can't believe it only got number 35 in the US, can you?
Yeah, that's quite shocking, really. It's really good. I mean, it's got a bit of a rebirth at the moment because Guardians of the Galaxy obviously do the mixtape. And that's what he listens to. That's what his mum gave him. Have you seen Guardians?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh,
you should know that.
Yeah, I should. His mum gives him a mixtape and he listens to it. And now he's in space. He's doing all this space stuff and he listens to it. And it's all really old songs. And Mr. Blue Sky is one of them. And yeah, so it's got to be a resurgence.
Yeah. No, I was voted out here, wasn't I? Because I actually preferred Living Thing by ELO. But you think this is the more popular song, so...
I didn't know the other one. It wasn't a bad song.
I'd need to hear it again. I know you was playing them to me at the time, but...
Yeah, when I played it, you said, oh, I like this.
Oh, why didn't we have it then?
Well, no. Mr. Blues, this must
be better. You've got to have a preference, haven't you?
Like, I wanted every Michael Jackson song.
even the ones that come out in the 80s. Yeah.
32
every
Michael Jackson
song I wanted. Grease.
Season 4 with Michael Jackson and Grease songs.
I was squashed.
Yeah, quite quickly as well. It's your mate Jeff, isn't it?
Jeff Lynne is a legend.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
You got a T-shirt that says it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's fantastic. Plays every instrument, writes the songs, produces the songs. He's
like the theme tunes, see the theme tunes.
In the Travelling Wilburys with my mate George.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Petty and Roy Orbison and Bob Dylan. He's just a really talented bloke.
He does it all.
He does. He gets criticised for overproducing. Throwing a kitchen sink in there as well, but I think it's all right. But yeah, I think the bloke's absolutely fantastic. They came out of The Move, you know.
The Move?
The Move.
There was a man called The Move with Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne. Roy Wood was the lead man, he was the singer. They had a lot of hits in the 60s, and then they decided to... they wanted a band with a lot of strings. So they thought, well, we'll do ELO. But yeah, Roy Wood left after 2 years, and Jeff Lynne took it up. They have broke up a few times. Been a lot of different personnel over the years.
Yeah, when a band lasted that long, I mean...
You hear them live, and they're just the same as the record.
But what genre is ELO? Because you've got the rock people, you know, the Beatles and all the, you know, Led Zeppelins and all that kind of stuff.
It's not rock, though.
This is something else, isn't it?
Some people say they took up the mantle for the Beatles when the Beatles broke up. There was a song called 10538, which is very sort of walrusy. It's a bit, you know. I can see where they're coming from, and he did produce the Beatles anthology, didn't he? When it done the new songs.
Well, there you go. But talking about the 70s, obviously we do diaries, so we know what you were up to, Dave. How old were you? How old are you, Pauline?
I was born 75.
75. Yeah. Oh, okay. So these songs are sort of they don't
I
really.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I only know them from like. Being a kid, mum and dad playing them.
Yeah, so you were
80s.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
90s.
Yeah, so you were born in the 70s, but you sort of at the age where you discover music and your own taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the opposite, 80s to 90s.
I was a Wham, George Michael, and then getting older, Bros.
Bros.
Should I have said that?
That's fine. Did you watch a programme about them, the documentary?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, it's hard to believe that that's how they are.
Yeah. Oh, I used to be so mad about Bros.
Mm.
Yeah, huge.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
No one else was, but she was.
Yeah. Oh, well,
What's their famous song?
Not in our family, they weren't.
Well, no, not in our family. Oh, when will I be famous? I owe you nothing, Cat Monks and Pigeons. Oh, there's loads, absolutely loads. The album, Push.
Were they successful in America?
I'm not actually sure, I don't know.
Oh, call yourself a fan, do you?
Well, I was 15 then.
I think they were.
I mean, Matt Goss is in Vegas now, isn't he? He's huge in Vegas.
What, as a singer?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a huge frontliner in Vegas, has been for years.
And that's...
He does
I've been people in America going, ooh.
It's true. You've got to watch that programme, Davey. It's a little bit... It's not believable. It's like...
Yeah.
They talk like David Brent. It is unreal. One of them's normal, living in Vegas.
Luke's done acting and stuff like that. Yeah, he's been in films. But Matt's huge now in Vegas.
You have to watch that programme. It's a documentary, really, isn't it? But it's got the feel of a mockumentary, like they've done it that way.
I've seen him live.
Who?
One of them. I don't know what one it was.
So did my dad. And my mum went absolute... My mum was fuming with my dad. Absolutely fuming. Because I was a huge Bros fan, like absolutely huge. They would come on the telly and I would cry. I would record everything, every interview, every single thing would all be on record, all put together on tapes, and then no one must touch the tapes. I was a huge fan. And then Dad worked on building sites at that time, and he come home and he said, I saw them blokes you like, that group you like. So I looked, I said, what do you mean? You saw what group? And he said, you know, them two idiots because we used to muck about. That group, Bros, he said, I saw one of them. My heart, I had palpitations. I was like, Dad, you're joking. He said, no, they were recording Cat Amongst the Pigeons at Blackheath, where Dad was working. He said, yeah, some of the other blokes went and got their autographs. So Mum was in the kitchen at the time. She went, please tell me you did the same. You got the autograph for Paul. And he went, no, I couldn't be bothered with that. I cried.
That is your dad, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he went, hey, what did I do that for? I ain't bothered with that. Knowing, it's like, Dave, one of the Beatles, Yvonne, seeing one of them and could have got the autograph and didn't.
Yeah. And still but this day, is the I time before selfies and stuff as well. Yeah. So an autograph is everything.
So Dad,
he could have got a selfie. Your dad with Ross.
So Dad worked with Pete and Ken and that. So they went up and got their daughter's autographs. And it was Matt, my absolute favourite, and he signed it. But Dad didn't bother for me. And still to this day, I don't forgive him for that.
She's livid.
Yeah, Mum was absolutely fuming. She just kept shouting him, I can't believe. Why would you not do that for her? Why would you not do that? Oh, I didn't think about it.
Eat me
sandwiches.
You'd say you would have gone gong.
I didn't see him sing on nothing. It was an interview.
Oh.
When Channel 5 started.
I had no idea that you were such a big fan.
Oh,
of
it was huge.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. They had, there used to be a show on Channel 5 every evening about 6 o'clock, Jack something or other. Then it used to be on every day and they'd interview people. And through your mum's work at the CPS, she got a load of tickets, so we was all invited. We went there, and as that happened, that bloke, Jack, whoever he was on holiday for a fortnight. So as a replacement, they got a not very well-known other bloke, and it was Graham Norton.
Oh.
And Graham Norton, he interviewed him and Alan Price, the old House of Rising Sun bloke.
Was it in a studio and that?
Yeah, a studio. And, okay. Alan Price did a version of House of Rising Sun, but he wasn't the singer, that was Eric Burden, and it was great. But then they had to say,
I bet the music was perfect, though.
Yeah, we'll have to go again, and there's a lot of hanging around on them sort of shows. Anyway, he come from while they were waiting, it was just like people were chatting amongst themselves. Suddenly Alan Price, with his piano organ thing, he'd done this version of a song called Footsteps in the Sand or something like that. It was absolutely fantastic. I thought, why didn't you do that song on the show?
Yeah, recorded.
It just brought the house down. It was absolutely out of this world. I'm not a big fan of Alan Price, but yeah, but there you go. And that's when I saw him. Oh,
do you know, this is...
But I think he was on the wane then.
I was on the way out.
Yeah, he might be good to turn it into
acting. On the way out.
They didn't last long, did they?
You're joking, because they did. They were a few years.
A few years, that's not long, is it?
It was.
It's not Rolling Stones, is it?
No, but they come and go, don't they? I mean, you look at, I was going to say take that, but they're bloody...
They're still going. Yeah, well,
they never die, do they? No. But you got like Boyzone and Westlife and all these...
I never liked any of them.
Spice Girls, they come and go.
I did like Spice Girls.
They come and go, don't they?
Oh, they were crap.
Oh, I liked the Spice Girls.
Well, yeah, of course, they were
that
aimed at you.
Bloody posh Spice, that stupid pouch you done every time she had a picture taken. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
No, I liked him. I went to their reunion concert and sat quite near David Beckham. I could see him as clear as anything.
But that don't impress me much.
Yeah.
This is really embarrassing. Really, really embarrassing.
You so sure you want to
tell?
Say it?
Please tell all. No, it's just us for here.
When I was at school, this is how much me and my friend Tracy, so she was a good mate of mine, we wrote on pieces of paper. So every lunch break for what must have been a month, we would sit there together, me and her, just writing all these pleases. We wrote a letter to their manager, please could we meet them, and then wrote the word please, pages of it, like this thick.
That fix that then.
Yeah, that doesn't work on podcasting.
Oh, yeah,
just
pages and pages and pages and pages.
About 3 pages?
No, I'm not joking, like loads, I couldn't even tell you.
Like the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah. To try and meet him.
Where'd you reckon that ended up?
Never in the bin.
I'll post that for
never
you,
had a thing.
Gone.
Gutted.
Well, I don't think I've ever been that sort of fanboyed about anyone.
Bret Hart.
Dennis Bergkamp. Yeah. Well, have you ever been fanned out by anyone, Dave? I've met quite a few people, so I don't really get sort of starstruck. I wouldn't say.
I've always been a big fan of the Beatles, as you know, but they've split up when I was 16. So no, I'm not to that extent. No,
I've got to admit, when I went to see Ricky Gervais as a warm up gig, and it was a really small gig in Leicester Square, I did have a little bit moment where I thought, he's right there. He's right there. Like, that's him. Like, I was only, like, I think third row from the front in a really small theatre thing. Yeah, I did have a bit of a moment where... And it's funny, if you look at somebody's face long enough, it doesn't look like them. Do you ever do that? Where you just look at them and you think...
I do, yeah.
You think, you don't look like you do on telly.
I do know what you mean, sort of. You Gwen Stefani put her arm around me before.
Who has?
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
She's a bit strange, you know, isn't she?
Strange?
Yeah, a bit off the wall.
Eclectic.
Yeah. I liked her music. So that's...
No doubt.
That's the closest I've got, obviously, to someone.
Well, why did she put her arm around you?
Oh, we was at a concert.
Felt sorry for her, didn't she?
I was in the gutter.
Me and my mate, we was at her concert.
Is she taller than you? Is she tall?
No, she's really small. She's a tiny little thing.
She
no, I was doing waist.
Oh, right, okay. She put her
arm around your knees.
She was a tiny little waist. But so that was not Wembley Stadium, Wembley Arena.
Oh, okay.
It was at her concert and we were right near the back. So she had bodyguards around us. And so she ran as she was singing right through the crowds, right to the back so that everyone at the back could see her. Well, I was right there, so she stood right next to me, and then she just put her arm around me. She was singing, so really the whole thing.
Oh, show that's
not been right. Yes. Was it being filmed?
No, I don't know.
Did she ask you to sing a line?
I wish she had. I would have.
No one else does.
Oh, the speakers would have exploded.
Yeah. Oh, I would have. Imagine that. I could have said, "Oh, do you
mean?" Was it No Doubt, or was it just Gwen Stefani later on?
No Doubt. It was when she was big with No Doubt. And
right. Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't the Sweet Escape kind of era when she had the four Chinese girls with her.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't that.
No. Oh, okay. No, okay, fair enough.
And Pussycat Dolls were at the same... Pussycat Dolls were just starting. It was that... What was that song? Don't You Wish Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me, whatever. So they come on and they done that song, then went and it was her concert.
I went to... I'm not a big gig man myself, but I went to... I got given a ticket to see Eminem when his first album...
The red one?
Yeah, when he first came out. That, do you know, that is why he's called that? He wanted to call it, because he's Marshall Mathers, he wanted to call himself Emma and M, but because of the license, he couldn't. So that's why it's spelled Eminem, like that. Yeah, little fact for you.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Does it not get enough?
No. Well, that tune is still there, though, the FACT, so it may do an appearance. But I went to see him, and it was like the whole, do you remember the hockey mask and the overalls, the dungarees?
Oh, yeah.
It was that sort of time. And he was supported by Outkast. And they were no one. We didn't know any of their songs or anything. And then, like, 3 weeks later, that, sorry, Miss Jackson.
He's like,
we've heard that, yeah. Yeah, that was a terrible gear. I hated that.
I tell you, I've been to so many concerts, like hundreds of concerts, and one of my favourite ones, you're never going to believe who it was. It was 50 Cent. I absolutely loved it. It was.
Were you a fan before you went, or did you just go?
I liked his
stuff. Was he a rapper?
Yeah, 50 Cent, yeah.
I liked his stuff. It was just, it was so good, really good. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just don't see you.
I've never looked so out of place at a concert.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
It's me and my mate Gemma. It was just really good. Loved it. One of my favourites.
What's your favourite song of his?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know any?
No, I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know what would be my absolute... I haven't got one where I think, oh, I love that. It's just...
I used to like Candy Shop.
I think the reason why I like it so much as well is because when I went out to Florida, they were playing him everywhere you went.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, when you sort of get that...
You got that happy vibe and that music reminds you of it, yeah.
And Akon. Do you remember Acorn? Yeah, Lonely. That Lonely, was huge when I was in America.
Oh, it was massive. Yeah, yeah.
So when we come back here, and then he done a concert here at Hammersmith.
Apollo. Yeah. Oh, Apollo, yeah.
Yeah, we saw him. We saw him there. That was me and Gemma as well.
Good old Gemma. Does she listen?
No, I don't think so.
She's still with us?
What do you mean? She's still with us. I haven't seen her for a few years because she moved up north.
Oh.
But we talk on the phone.
Oh, she's northern.
Grew up north, you know.
Yeah, it is now. She's there.
I'm going to be annoyed later for not saying what favourite 50 Cent song is. But I can't think of one that I absolutely
Well, In The Club was the first that's one. Yeah, that's the one that sort of turned him into. But didn't he get shot like 5 times or something?
Yeah, I think he did.
And survived. So well done. Well done, you. For surviving gunshots.
He's been in films as well, I think.
He was in. You know what? I get him muddled up with Exhibit, the other rapper bloke.
Exhibit? I don't know.
They look similar. He was in Derailed. Do you remember Derailed, Dave, with Clive Owen and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, good film, that was.
Yeah, it was a good film.
Yeah, he's, but he's been in the train.
Yeah, he's the black guy that bursts in and sort of robs them. Yeah, he's been in a few films, but that's the one that sort of sticks in my mind. But he was a good actor as well. He did the whole Pimp My Ride.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Pimp My Ride,
Well, I think it's time for a new feature.
Hey, I've got a question for Pauline first.
Oh, go on.
Well, you're a theatre goer, aren't you? We're talking about Frankie Valli.
I don't know loads of theatre.
Did you ever go and see the Jersey Boys?
No, I haven't. But do you know what? Me and Mum used to say that. We're going to go and see that. We didn't.
Oh.
But I would like
went
to
see everything
that.
Else, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Just because I asked about it.
I would like to see that.
Right, new feature, Robert. Let's do it.
Well, there's a new tune and everything.
Oh, no, I was better than the intro.
I know, I'm regretting it already, but I will play it anyway because it's there. You got to answer the question, all right?
What time is it?
It's question time! Yes! It's question time.
Let's have a run through again. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's the first time okay.
Heard it. Well, because it's like time slowing down and then time speeding up. That's what I was thinking.
What time is it?
Question time!
Oh, it's like 4 year olds.
Today's elimination is sponsored by The Square.
I'm going to pick the first one.
So, let me explain, Dave, because people don't know what's going on. So, question time. Elimination question time. We have a bowl here full of questions. I've put some in, Dave's put some in, Pauline's put some in, you've put some in for Lewis, Dave's put some in for Yvonne, Mum's put some in. There's just questions. They can be funny, they can be serious, they can be quirky.
Vic put some in.
My Mrs. Ad as well.
We don't use that word, Mrs. anymore.
Oh, yeah, my fiance. Okay. So this is, it's completely... Close your eyes, Dave, because you know you did certain colour post-its.
Close your eyes. Shall I go for it?
Go for it, Dave.
I'll do it left-handed.
It could be rubbish. But we're giving it a go.
I've got one.
Wait, before you open it and ask the question of the day, just wanted to let you know, if you wanted to send us a question that we put in the bowl, send it to Pauline. Tell us the email address.
Oh, I ain't got a clue. Don't ask
Dave.
Facebook page.
Rubbish. podcastelimination@gmail.com. Send it over. podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Lenore will have a question. Someone
send half a dozen.
Send loads of them. They can be funny, they can be serious, or you just want to know something about us or our opinion on something in the news recently. Let us know.
I've got to keep my private life private.
If you had a private life.
We know it all now.
Oh, you're 24/7 Sky Sports. That's all it is. They're going to call it Dave Sports.
Are you ready?
Do the question, Dave.
Here it comes. Do. Ready?
Why is he laughing?
Oh, he's laughing. I'm not. I don't know about this. It could be rubbish.
I want you to answer this one first.
Oh no!
You can answer first.
Please don't.
Was it a good idea to bring Pauline into the elimination team? Do we have to tell the truth?
It has to be the truth. We got
the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
That is a great question.
I'll give my honest opinion.
That is a brilliant question.
That's my question, by the way.
Oh, is it? Go on, then.
I'll give my honest opinion. I think you could have done much better. I'm being really serious.
Who would you have had? Top of your brain.
Anyone you know. Who do you think would be good? Anyone you've known or know now?
Well, Yvonne would be ideal with this, but she don't live here. She don't live around here. I think Yvonne would be really good on a podcast.
Yeah, but Yvonne's the same as Dave, like era-wise. They grew up in the same house, and that's why with me and Michael, it became sort of, we agreed on most things and we was against Dave. That's why you are completely separate, because...
I did warn you, I don't know nothing about films. I said that
you
to
did
you
your research,
start,
though, didn't you?
I tried my best. I watched 38 films, whatever many it was, and then looked up on them so I could join in. But...
I think... Can I answer
I'm
now?
Not funny.
Of course you can, Robert.
I think she's the perfect person to have on here. It couldn't have been anyone else. It couldn't have worked
See,
with anyone else.
You would think
it,
that.
You're just round the corner. You talk with no barriers, so you're not scared
I need
about
to
being.
Start, remember, like,
she's got no interlocutor. That's a quote from The Sopranos.
There's nobody else who
but
could have done
I don't know nothing
it.
About the subjects we talk about.
We don't really talk about them, but let's be honest. Dave, do you want to answer your own question?
I'm a bit concerned about this song.
No, I think she's perfect for the role. There's a role that was made for her.
And this is your first full season as well. Yeah. So this would be, yeah.
And when you think Mike, in my opinion, was really good. He's so funny without knowing he's funny. So for me to have to come in after Mike, that was a bit awful.
Yeah, but, you know.
Did you find it daunting?
Yeah, I really did. I shit myself.
All right.
I did. Those first few episodes, I was really nervous. And then I thought, oh, people might be horrible. Not be horrible about me, but think, yeah, oh, you ain't Mike.
That's when you know you've made it, when you get a troll. When you get somebody messaging a deference.
No, but as a listener, because I was a listener myself. So I enjoyed the three of you. I like the banter between the three of you. So you can understand why people might not have been happy that Mike wasn't going to be doing it.
I mean,
it
Bob's
no
been
more.
A bit two-faced here.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah,
because you know,
you've
done
really?
The episode with Fred.
Yeah.
When you left, he said, that's it, she's out.
Look, you know what? Actually, at the time, joking aside, I did actually think to myself, God.
He really did blow my mind. I did say to him afterwards, I said, oh, you should do more of them, Fred. And he went, I said, you'd have to do research though, and watch films or whatever we do for season three.
Though,
he was like, yeah, I'd love that.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
so,
why don't you then? We share it all whenever he's here.
Oh, because he's not my kid.
Well, we are.
No, but when you've got him for weekends and that, then...
Well, maybe this is a conversation for a production meeting.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe we will. But to answer the question... For me personally, there's nobody who could have fit in, who knows us and has, you know, and has the same
thing. Is this season three is the easiest one for an outsider to come in, because before it's hard to go away and watch 12 films or 15 films,
yeah.
Or watch a whole box set of sitcoms or watch it for two or three episodes. A sitcom you can't tell by one episode.
No, you've got
to watch a few. But this. You just got a 32-song playlist and you just play it a couple of times, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of them you've heard of anyway.
Yeah. A lot of them I found that you said the title and I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's that song. And I would sing that one line or whatever I know. But then when you actually listen to the full song, it is only that line. I did find that with quite a few that we sort of took out the list.
Yeah.
Because I just found that they got something really good. They were like, oh, that bit sounds really good. Let's just repeat it until the end of the song, 2.5 minutes.
I didn't realise there'd be so many songs. You know when you know a song's really good, like Dave was playing some, oh, yeah, oh, it's all right. But when you hear one where you get that buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, this one.
Yeah.
You didn't feel the same as me.
No, but when you was going through your list, we were sitting there, I was going, no, next, and he was like, yeah, know that.
You get that
you
buzz
know
when
that,
you hear
yeah.
it.
When it's got that kind of group appeal, you can like one solo, you know, a quiet one. But that was the new feature.
What time is it?
It's question time! That's question time. The new feature. There is a bowl full of questions. Send your questions to podcastelimination@gmail.com.
And that weren't too bad.
That's a good first one, wasn't it? Yeah. I'm sure there are some dodgy ones in there.
So December 1963. Yeah, it's funny the original title, wasn't it? It was December the 5th, 1933.
Yeah, because I actually looked this up as well, Dave, because I did a bit of research.
What was Prohibition was mental, wasn't it?
I mean, we watched Boardwalk Empire. That was like an education for me.
It's just, what were they thinking of? I mean, why? It just made a lot of crime, didn't it?
Yeah, just gave them something else to sneak about with.
I mean, I'll never understand that as long as I live. And it's obviously a wrong decision because they reversed it. I think it came out in 1920 and it lasted in 1933, obviously December the 5th, 1933.
God, can you imagine if they did that now?
God, blimey.
Yeah, high streets would be tidy, wouldn't they? Just a bit. Kebab shops would be closed, wouldn't they?
You'd be buying your six-pack off some bloke on a street corner.
Yeah, back of a van.
Yeah, I mean, that's mad. But Frankie Valli, you saw him in, didn't you, Bob?
No.
He was in the Sparrows.
Oh, yeah, he was himself.
The little mob. No, he wasn't himself.
Oh, I thought he was at the card table.
No. He was playing a part. But he got blown away in the end.
Don't they all?
It wasn't a major role, but he was in quite a few episodes. I forget what his name was in it. He's only a little bloke.
Yeah, I do remember you saying.
I'm not a big fan of him. It's this, that high-pitched, you know, the other songs, didn't you, from the early 60s?
Yeah, what, really, Jersey Boys?
Really high-pitched.
Yeah. Really high-pitched. I mean,
what's some of his high-pitched stuff then?
Ragdoll.
No, I don't know that.
Well, Jersey Boys.
Sherry.
Sherry.
Oh, yeah, Sherry. Baby.
Walk like a man.
Woo!
Girls don't cry.
I love that one. Yeah. That's in Don't Dance, in that one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, girls.
They don't cry.
Oh, God, I'm putting a stop to this. Jeez.
It's karaoke. No music.
Podioke.
But no, that don't do much for me. I mean.
Oh, I quite like it.
I've got a little...
Have you?
What?
Oh, God. I've got a little thing I wanted to do with Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
You might have this on your little fact thing, Dave, but I just want to play this little... I don't know if you listened to it. Obviously, we've done our research and listened to it, but I don't know if you listened to it right to the end, that little bit at the end. Do you know this fact, Dave?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Right, okay, I'm just going to set it up because I don't play the whole song, but right at the end, this happens.
Yeah, I know that bit. What about it?
Do you know the story behind it?
No.
Do you know what he says?
Mr. Blue Sky, doesn't he?
No, that is...
What exactly? I can't work out what he's saying. Let me hear it again. Are you allowed to do it again?
We can do it. Your mind says Mr. Blue Sky because it fits, doesn't it?
Yeah. Everyone thinks it is.
I've got no idea what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, the rumour is that it is Mr. Blue Sky, but it's not. It is actually them saying, please turn me over the record.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
it's the last one on the side.
Yeah. Please turn me over. You listen to it again. Over is in two separate bits.
Sounds more like Mr. Blue Sky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to hear that. I can't still can't hear it.
Please turn me over. That's what it says. That is a fact. Yes! I heard it!
F-A-C-T.
All together now.
F-A-C-T.
Where's your little lights gone?
My lights? Oh, yeah.
Couldn't be bothered.
Dave got rid of my remote for them, so we ain't got lights.
Regarding the US Billboard charts...
Go for it.
ELO have got a record that they don't really want, but they got it anyway. Shall I tell you what that record is?
Oh, not an actual song?
No.
Not a record like a song? A record like a world record?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
The band holds the record for having most Billboard Hot 100 top 40 hits... without a number one single of any band in US chart history. So they've had the most hits without having a number one.
Which is
good, having a lot of hits.
Yeah, I don't mean they're bothered, though.
But without a number, no. Oh, I bet you would have liked one. But when the
number one's not. Number one's not a number one nowadays, though, is it?
It was back then.
Oh my God, it was huge. I used to sit there with my tape recorder, pause on off.
Fingers crossed, bros.
Yeah, every Sunday, wait for the number one.
You put a single out now, you've only got to get the family to buy it, and it's number one, isn't it? I mean, back then, they sold a lot of records.
Nan, if you buy 10 copies.
But if that one only got the number 35, it's a pretty hard ask, isn't it, really? I mean, that's a good song to get only get number 35, don't you think?
It's very upbeat kind of.
Yeah.
It's very. Plus, it's a bit of a novelty thing as well.
Yeah. And obviously, they're singing about the sky. They're singing about it being a blue sky, aren't they? Yeah, Mr. Blue Sky. I thought it was, you know, a guy called Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah, he's got a word of him.
But yeah, they want it to be a sunny day. That's what they're saying.
And it was.
It was.
And Oh What a Night is a wedding classic.
Do like this
no
song.
Wedding goes past without this playing. Surely not.
Did Chris have it at his wedding?
Yeah, no. I'm sure he did.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
You sure? You don't remember nothing. You were too drunk.
That is also true.
Oh, talking about Fred, I told you. Did I tell you what Emily said in the car?
Fred is my nephew, Dave's grandson, just for everyone.
And their granddaughter is Emily, who's 8.
Oh, I love them. They're so lovely.
I went up to collect them in the car, and straight away, shotgun! So she's in the front. So,
I can imagine.
You know, we were talking about school and this, that and the other. Here it was going and this, that and the other. And it went quiet for about 5 minutes. And then she turned around and said, Granddad. So I said, what's up? So she goes, you know my dad's putting your new bathroom in? I said, yeah. He goes, is he going to give you a family discount?
Oh. What did you say?
I said, I bloody hope so.
Oh, she's so cute.
That's such a strange thing for a kid to come
she's
out,
quite much. She's going around. I heard about him doing their bathroom. Oh, I'll ask him that, whether he's going to get a family discount.
Oh, she's so... When we was at the wedding, so I was sitting there chatting to her, and then she went on for a little while, and then she come back, and she went to say, Pauline, quick. So it was dark, it was nighttime. She went, quick, come with me, I've got something to show you. So I thought, where are we going? So she's taken my hand, she's taken me outside, and I went, what? She went, look up at the sky, isn't it beautiful? Look at all the stars. My heart melted into... I just loved her.
She did the same to me, but I said, I've got a beer getting warm in there. Bloody stars.
Oh, I just thought, what a lovely
gave her a
thing
kick.
To say.
she actually took did the same to me, took me outside.
Oh, and, did she?
But she wanted me to sort of introduce her to the other kids. She sort of wanted to.
Yeah, all the other kids were on the other side of the family.
Yeah, yeah. So they were sort of running around outside, and she was like, come on, let's go play, like to me.
Yeah.
And we sort of went out there, and I said, and I sort of introduced her there. I said, just hear me. And then as I went to walk away, she didn't.
Aww.
She went, oh, I'll come with you. And then she came back with me, and we danced on the dance floor. Yeah. I think she just sees me as a kid.
Well, I dance with her quite
I'll
a bit.
I'll see you as a kid.
You are a
kid.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
You're always going to be little blonde Bob, even though you're bald and... Bald.
He's 40, isn't he? 40 coming up, not this
Whoa,
year,
Oh, father!
Hey, not long now.
I'll be 39 on Sunday.
Yeah.
39 on Sunday.
Baby cousins.
We're having to get together Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're having a family night, family day, get together, games.
Games night. Getting the rock band out.
Get the football in the afternoon. We'll have a bet, win some money. Then rock band late afternoon. And then games, beer, and grub.
Yeah.
Lewis will be bringing his box of...
Boxers? He's not wearing his pants, is he?
Box of... What's it called? Pyramoretti.
Pyramoretti. It's a good beer.
I hope they're cold.
Other beers are available, but they're not as good.
They'll have to go in your fridge, Dave.
Actually, he turns up because he's out boozing Friday in Bromley, isn't he?
I don't think this is entertaining podcasting, to be honest. This is boring as hell. We could have had this conversation downstairs. Bloody hell. I'm cutting you two off. We're going in.
Diary.
Oh, you caught me out there.
Some features just are always going to stay. This is one of them.
Right, this one I have to do some explanation afterwards.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right, work. Oh, no.
Is that at the end?
The 24th of August.
No, we're not in August. We're in September.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for goodness.
That's why it don't make any sense.
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. New season, same old Dave.
Friday, the 24th of September. That's not the one I thought it was then.
Oh.
Work at night, go up to Ant's house, play records and listen to tape recorder. And notes on Friday, have haircut.
Diary.
Now, it was at this time that Ant decided he wanted to learn to play the guitar. So he had his Beatles book of all the chords, yeah. And he was doing it.
You ain't got the book there, have you, though?
No.
Oh.
But he did lend me the book, and I lent Steve's guitar, my brother-in-law's. But I was rubbish. I just had no musical talent at all.
Lewis couldn't, not meaning to mention him, but we bought him a guitar for his birthday when he was really young. It ended up on the bedroom wall. He couldn't play it. He tried and tried. It just weren't happening. So he had it like decoration up on his wall. It did actually look quite good.
I think everyone's got to try it, haven't they? I had one for
a while. I think that looks good when you've got a guitar, though, on the wall or on the stand in the room. Even if you don't can't play it.
He's still got it in the corner of his room.
I wish I could. But
oh, I've always wanted to be able to play the saxophone.
You can't sing at the same time, though,
or
can
piano.
You?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And apparently, I have to carry it around with you. Guitar's the best thing. I always feel sorry for the drummer. They just walk in with their guitar cases and he's got all the drums and cymbals.
But everybody sort of ignores the drummer. I'm not very impressed by drumming.
The drummer is the heartbeat of the band.
Yeah, well, the drummer and the bass, they sort of go together, don't they?
When you think about it, they're doing such an important job in the band, yet I don't take no notice of the drummer.
Wow.
Weird, isn't it?
The drummer might as well be back in the band. Wow.
Do you think Animal was the greatest drummer of all time?
Probably.
He's up there, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a Muppet.
Don't like Muppets, did I? Pigs in Space.
Oh. Pigs in Space.
So, Dave, I just wanted to go back to the haircut situation.
Oh, I would have been in this seat an hour and a half.
Your hair was longer than mine, wasn't it? Back then, you said.
About the same as you. I used to have it sort of turned under at the bottom, the bottom. And I used to go in there and... what do you want? It took me 10 minutes to explain what I wanted, and then he'd wash it.
What would you used to have then? Trim?
Yeah, just trim up, and then blow dry, and then tucked under, and this, that, and the other. Yeah. Now, I'm in the seat about a minute and a half.
Strong wind is gone. Is it...
Antonio's in Camberwell. I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know. What about beards and stuff? Did you go through a phase of...
No. I had a moustache for a while. Well, quite a few years, actually.
Well, you had one when we were kids.
I remember.
I'm talking about teenager.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about like that.
No, I wouldn't have had it. I don't think I could. I could at 17. I think that came later on. But I didn't used to shave every day back then. I don't know.
How old was you when you met wifey then?
Hang on, 1974. I was just approaching 21. I was 20 in about 11 months. So,
we call it his peak.
She was only 17.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, baby wifey.
Actually, I think she might have been 16. Yeah, those were the days.
Wow. Those were days. And you just had your anniversary, didn't you? Oh, yeah, we mentioned that. Did we mention that in the final?
It must have done.
Oh, yeah, you said it was a paper pearl, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a sapphire, wasn't it?
So did you get her a lovely sapphire ring?
What'd you get her?
Nothing.
What? He's joking.
No, we don't do anniversaries. We never have.
But why didn't
he
you?
He doesn't.
No, why didn't you?
Went out for a nice meal, and that was...
And then you could have pulled out the ring.
I could have done.
But you didn't?
No. Oh.
Could have been an eternity ring with little sapphires in it.
Could have done.
Well, you could have introduced her to that stripper you know is called Sapphire.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm saving that for 46. That's cardboard.
I got a new house for her.
So it was 45 years, was it?
45 years,
right,
1976.
So on the 50, you have to do something really nice.
That's golden, isn't it? Nobody else does, though, do they?
How do you know they might do?
You're the oldest person I know, Dave.
No,
I don't know anyone that's been married more than 5 years.
My sister Sue's been married over 50-odd years.
I bet Steve...
52 now.
That's a long time, isn't it?
It was a sad day they got married, I tell you.
Sad day?
Yeah, Arsenal lost to Swindon 3-1 in the League Cup final.
Oh.
Never got over it.
That
never got over
that
it.
That was embarrassing. They were a third division team.
Arsenal are losing a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing Tottenham tomorrow.
Are they? Are they? I know they won against.
What do you mean, are they? Can we see what Feyenoord tomorrow, Sunday, 4 o'clock, live? And it's live.
Well,
we do go off subject, off topic, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, you two,
what is the topic?
You two talk about things that you sit down on the sofa downstairs and talk about. This is the worst start to a season ever. We'll get better, people. Okay, I'll get them. I'll rein them in. We've had our new feature, haven't we? Have you got a Pauline versus Bob, Dave? Are we?
No, you told me not to do one.
Oh, okay,
because you've got it will take the thunder away from.
I don't think Pauline. One. I don't think Pauline could take the loss.
It's still null, null.
Null, null.
I'll have one for the next one, though.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I don't know. We'll probably do a question time. This is, something that's silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Stu. Is it, when you these first two came out, was it easy?
Yes. Totally easy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, was it not easy for you, then?
Because one of these songs I absolutely detest.
Oh.
What?
Oh, what a night. I can't bear it. I never did like Four Seasons and this. It's crap, to put it mildly.
Was this one of my choices?
Yeah. I liked it.
I've just never liked the song.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise you hated it.
Wow.
I've done nothing against them. I just don't like the song.
I've got to admit.
But you two both really like it, so obviously.
Because I've been working from home, I've been listening to these on a playlist continuously. And I do sort of have to. Think of to enjoy it, I have to think of being at a wedding or something. Like, just listening to it hasn't got the same.
I don't agree with that at all.
No, I don't.
Not even a slight. I could eat.
I don't judge a song on whether it's going to be played at a wedding.
Don't need to be at a wedding.
No, but it just reminds me of being at a wedding.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
I could quite happily if it come on the radio at home. Oh, but yes.
Yeah, I suppose if I had the radio on and I was doing housework or something, it's quite a.
And you can't.
Well, he's such a wuss, isn't he?
But it makes you move. Like, you're just talking about doing that.
It's a great song. It is a great song. This is really hard for me.
Dave, you're really miserable.
No, you don't like a song. A lot of these songs I do like. But this one I just don't. Never have done, even when it first came out. And I don't like any of their early 60s stuff either. They just don't do it for me.
Oh, well, what a podcast,
it's
eh?
It's a corny song. It's
I love corn and cheese. You might as well have had
Ty Yeller River and the old oak tree in there.
Has
anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? That was Dawn as well. So it's Mr. Blue Sky for me all day long. 99-1. No,
Wait,
just change it. 100 nil.
Oh, my God. Are we voting now then?
Yeah, go
I'll
on.
Go, next.
Go for it.
And
then.
Mine is definitely a one
night. Oh, did not want this first. I like both of these songs. They're both great songs. I wanted to ask you, Stu, as well. Because I've been listening to this playlist, what do you prefer? Do you prefer a song to end or the fade out? What do you prefer?
All depends. I don't think there is a good or a bad.
Give me an answer.
I think it all depends on the song.
Give me an answer.
I just want it to end. I don't want all this. Oh,
no, sometimes you get dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, there'd be
some end. Just fade away, and that's all right too. I mean,
no, I prefer end. If I've got to choose, because you're
saying, you've got to choose.
I think end.
I can't choose. It's
an
idiotic question.
Yeah, don't be such an idiot.
And it's, I mean,
it's like saying, do you like apples or bananas? I mean,
oh, I can't stand bananas. Make me quit.
And she's apples, so there's the answer. So, not impossible to answer, is it?
Oh, bananas, but I like a banana sandwich, but I can't eat a banana. But banana flavoured things are my favourite.
You're gonna say banana again?
Oh, God, this is difficult for me. This really is. Yeah, let me just have a look at the two cards together. Oh, do you know what? I think because it's got a resurgence lately because of Guardians of the Galaxy, I am going to go for Mr. Blue Sky.
What?
Let me tear it up, Bob.
Because I can see.
No!
Put it back in the pack.
I do like
it.
It's a good song.
But they
are both good songs. They're both good songs. But because I can see little group dancing and stuff and Blue Sky, it's just a great song. It's just a great song.
Let me down.
And it goes through to the next round, our first
Here
bout.
Here it goes.
Gone.
Oh, felt it.
Oh, what a no.
It's gone.
It's good. It's
never
good,
to return.
It's good, but it's gone.
Should never have been here in the first place.
Oh, it definitely should.
Oh, it did. Yeah, yeah. It did.
Mr. Blue Sky's through the round of 16.
The first one. The first one through. So ELO through. I've changed tack a little bit with the song at the end. I can't be bothered. Oh. I can't.
It's not you singing the song,
is
it?
Music, but you can't be bothered to have music.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wanted to end every episode on the song that goes out.
You're going
to
get Pauline to sing a song.
Yeah, you're going to sing the song that's gone out.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, I've got the karaoke version here. So,
oh no, you'd never have anyone listen ever again.
I did want to end the episode on each song that went out because I thought it'd be a good tribute, but I don't have the rights to it and I don't know how it works. So, I'm just going to play an outro, which is just our tune.
That's all right, though.
It's a rubbish ending, but that's what's going to happen from now on. So I hope you enjoyed the new feature, Question Time. The intro will change again. Sorry about that, gang. Bit seedy.
Oh, you're going to dump that one then?
Well, unless you don't want to, Dave, unless you like
it. Give it a couple of episodes.
That means you've got to hear it again, Pauline.
That's all right. It might grow on me.
You're making a skin crawl over there.
Hey, Groovy Cat.
Don't look at me like that.
Don't look at me like that. You have to get into the vibe, man. You have to get into the groovy vibes.
Oh, we got to do the draw for the next round.
Oh, hey-oh.
Give it a chance. If people haven't heard the song, give them a chance to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the first round. That's what we're going to do. That was my idea.
Yeah, it's very good idea.
As soon as the second one is drawn out, I'm going to play our outro. So, last words, everyone?
I'm shuffling.
Sorry if I went off track a bit.
Oh, it's we just discussed a load of people nobody knows.
Pauline, anyone you like? Oh, blimey, not free.
Oh, I calm down.
What you got?
Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac.
You can go your own way.
He's up against.
Good song. Do you want a big apple?
Yeah, go on.
You can't.
Oh, he took it.
All right, one only.
All right, let go. Oh. Let's Stay Together, Al Green.
Oh,
Let's Stay Together
forever.
We shall see you next time.
That's a better match than this one.
Fleetwood Mac up against Al Green. Take care, everyone. See you later.
See you later.